Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday/Tuesday Eve, 4/22/2019. What it is?
How are you, Matthew?
Fine, you?
Doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. Nice weekend?
Oh, yeah. Short weekend.
Short weekend?
Short weekend.
Why? What happened?
It was busy.
Oh, well, it wasn't short then. It's just you were too busy.
That's true. It's too busy to have, like, any laziness happen.
Mm. Well, let me tell you about today. This will perk you up real good. Today, plentiful sunshine. Warmer. High of 79.
Mm.
Right now, clear 45 in Greer.
You're saying it's going to be a nice day?
It's going to be hot as bizzles, I think. Yeah, it is.
Is that what 79 said on the scale we had?
God, if we could find that again. We should have it fingertips for summertime coming.
Mm-hmm.
Where the science said, what is hot as balls? And they went in and found out, and then there's also hot as S, hot AF. And it shows you on a scale what people consider that to be around the world.
I found it.
Oh, yes. All right, so today is a high of 79.
Okay.
What would that be on the scale of hot as?
Hot
as. AS, not ASS.
Let me blow it up so I know I'm right when I say this.
Hot as would lead you to pictures of Fat Boy.
Let's see. 78 is hot as heck.
Hot as heck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then by the time you get to 82, you're hotter than two rats in a wool sock.
Well, yesterday was, it was a musky day early and turned out pretty nice. I sat out in the sun yesterday. And, good Lord, after about 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
felt like I was cooking like a piece of meat.
Yes.
I literally, did I get any sun?
It's kind of dim. I don't know. You got a good color, too, but I can't tell if it's sunshine color or not.
I was called dim my whole life. You know that? That really was. Happy Flat Earth Day, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's today.
By the time you get to 84, that's balls.
Oh, okay. 84 is balls.
What's weird is 85 is hotter than hell. 86 is hot as hell.
My balls was hot.
So hotter than hell is not as warm as hot as hell.
Okay.
Huh?
What was that? Was that a horse I just heard?
Yeah, it was in the instrumental of the bit.
Oh, okay. I thought I was hearing things. Either that or somebody's stomach. Sounds like a horse. And that's been known to happen in here.
You want to hear it again? I think I can find it.
My balls was hot.
Yeah, that's it. Derek Lewis.
Going on.
The Beast. There's so many different beasts. It's hard to keep up. Not the Beast Brock Lesnar, but the Beast Derek Lewis. Different one. So it's gonna be a nice one today, which is great.
Yeah, it is.
So good weekend. Everybody had a page over there. Did you have a good weekend?
I sure did.
Filming movies?
No.
No.
We were off this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You had a time to be with family.
Of course. It was Easter Sunday.
Yes.
Let's see. We there Saturday did one of the more interesting events we've ever done. Matt, man, you were there. You were there, and you were there.
That's about it.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were there for 2 hours, and for 15 minutes it would be sunny and kind of pleasant, and then it would cloud up, and the wind would start whipping, and it would start raining sideways, and you'd be freezing to death, and then it would clear up again. It'd be real nice for about 15 minutes, and then it'd start raining and blowing cold wind again.
It was like being in the carousel of weather at Disney World.
My goodness.
Oh, man.
I'm serious,
man. It was a bipolar weather situation, man.
I'll tell you, and a shout-out to P1 Looper, because without him, we would have lost one of our tents.
Yes, we would have.
When it started to get really windy, he would go and hold on to one of the rails of the tent and hold on. And then when it would start to rain, he would go over and close the van so the screens and everything wouldn't get all. That guy was a lifesaver.
He was a big help.
Wish there were like 100 of them there that day.
Would have been nice. Would have been nice.
Thinking it up a little bit. I mean, we're at Carolina Motor Fest, TLC Motors Carolina Motor Fest, out at Greenville Pickens Speedway. And you know what Saturday was like. I mean, it was doomed from the jump. I woke up. It was pouring rain. I woke up late, too, because I had a rough Saturday, a Friday night. And I woke up, and I text going down, through Travelers Rest and everything, got on Points at Highway, and it was just a pouring. And 9's coming from the opposite direction in Piedmont, so I was like, all right, maybe you got sunny skies over there. I said, hey, are you driving through rain? Yep. I was like, oh, boy. But maybe for the grace of God that it'll be just sunny right over Greenville Pickens Speedway. Yeah. It wasn't at all.
It was for 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah. 15 minutes of the 45 of the hour.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be sunny for 15 minutes, then rain for 30, and then sunny for 15, yeah.
I mean, boy. So what happened was some of the vendors didn't even show up at all because it was just treacherous part, except for every 15 minutes of the hour. And then, of course, some of the people that were in the car corral, I mean, when it started raining so hard, the car corral is on the racetrack.
Yeah.
So. It would be pouring rain, and you'd hear one of them cars start up, and some dude just take off and run the track and pull right out and leave.
Hey, I'm out of here, man. This ain't good.
So by the time we left, there were like, a dozen cars in the car corral still. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. And, it was Easter weekend, spring break, all that stuff, and then the rain on top of it. So,
well,
it was something else.
I want to say there was one guy there had a... Looked to me like a 1940s model Ford coupe.
There were beautiful cars there.
There were. But the thing is, every time it started raining, he'd get out and put a tarp on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So he was covering it up and then uncovering it, covering it back up, and uncovering it again.
The one guy who had the Dragula car, looked like the Rob Zombie Dragula car.
Yeah.
I mean, that poor guy, too. Same thing.
You have to try again in the fall.
We'll try again in the fall.
Yep.
Yeah. There were people out there in golf carts. Driving around, and every time they'd hit a puddle, it'd splash up all over them. And just,
Did
you swap any parts?
No. I bought the hood off of 69 Barracuda.
Yeah.
They didn't even make them then.
I thought I saw the lead singer from Rascal Flatts walking around, but it wasn't him. It wasn't him. It was just a guy who looked a lot like him and Guy Fieri.
He had me convinced for 5 minutes that's who it was. I said, there ain't no way that's him. What's he doing here? I said, it's a corporate sponsorship with the Air Force. It's like, oh, well, that makes sense, then.
Then you heard him talk.
Then I heard him talk, and I was like, that sounds like Jeff Jarrett. No, it wasn't him either.
Oh.
That thing was pretty cool. The Air Force had a VR experience out there. That was pretty damn cool. It was really cool. You get to see what it was like to be on the side of an airplane up in the air and deciding if you got to jump off or not.
Did you experience some nice weather on the VR?
It was nicer. I wanted to take the goggles out of the little booth there. It's like, I'd rather be sunny skies on top of an airplane than I would be down here in this rain in the Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to everybody who did come, though.
Yeah, especially the hog hauler for showing up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's right. Henry Smokehouse was there.
Yep.
Keeping us...
P1's on the hog hauler, too.
P1's on the hog hauler, for sure. For sure.
You know what that means, fat boy.
That's right. You missed it. You missed it.
You're the only hog hauler I know.
Nine don't even know this, but on the way out, because, it was... When we were leaving, things were closing down or whatever.
Yeah.
They called me over and gave me the rest of the banana pudding.
Oh, no. That's so good.
That was great.
Do you have beaties? Come get this.
No.
You hear that?
No.
They're on the hog hauler. Where's the diabetic we can give all this pudding to?
Yeah, it's probably like 2 pounds, too.
It wasn't that much. I mean, everybody that was there went there and got food for sure.
Yeah, they were selling some banana pudding, too.
Yeah. But it was just from a weather standpoint, it was a mess.
That was the best car there, the hog hauler.
The hog hauler.
That 69 Barracuda is not going to be
banana
pudding.
I made that up. Man. I don't know that there was a 69 Barracuda.
No, if there had been a Cuda there, I'd have been all over it. I didn't see no Cudas.
Yeah. Speaking of that.
No Barracudas either.
How's Tinder working for you?
Yeah. You know, I haven't looked at it in a few days.
Really?
No.
I want to believe
me,
that.
Man. I don't. Here, I'll look at it right now while we're live. I don't think it's for me. I really don't.
You want me to go on Instagram Live while you go on Tinder Live?
Nah.
We'll go Inception full on with the social media.
Yeah, I just don't think it's my scene. Because I'm...
The scene of what? Hook out with girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, trying to meet people.
Yeah.
Really.
That's got to be hard.
Yeah. Never been like the hookup type, really. Not that I'm opposed to it. Just, you know, usually it work that way.
I appreciate the honesty so much. Because it's been there for a while, I think. But just had to siphon through there and find it.
Yeah.
There it is. Nine will, in fact, hook up with girls.
Not that I'm opposed to. It just never really works out that way.
Yeah.
Not all. Well, sometimes. Not often. Not
yeah,
often.
Yeah. Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah.
Yeah. No connections.
Nah, just nothing good.
Not, oh.
Nothing
also
good.
Maybe more of the same from earlier, huh?
Yeah, there's nothing
particularly
good. Oh,
that's tough.
Good.
Yeah. That's tough.
Plus, everybody on there, if you're a woman on there, your bio always says you like hiking and you like craft beer and you like adventures. And when I think adventures...
You get tired.
Well, I'm thinking like... An adventure is not going to a winery 50 miles from your house. Adventure to me is running through a cave while a giant boulder chases you like Indiana Jones.
That's yeah, true.
Adventure to me is that ride me and Matt took in that dude's Buick in the Bahamas.
Oh, man.
That's
oh,
an gosh, adventure, yes. I don't think y'all adventure and my adventure is the same adventure.
Uh-uh.
I was screaming, please don't kill us, Mon.
When I think
crazy.
Adventure, I think somebody might get hurt,
yeah,
bad, or never be seen again. That's yeah, an adventure.
Well... The Air Force adventure was pretty adventurous. VR-wise. Yeah.
You don't think of the candy chews your adventure? That's
no.
What I think of.
No.
Well,
that'd be dead point. I was hoping there was going to be just... Whenever it happens, the connection happens, I'd love for it to be live on the air. That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to. No. I'll probably delete it this week.
Oh.
It's just, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Listen, if I want to meet people, I'll...
But nothing's happening on Snapchat, and you haven't deleted that.
No, but at least I can talk to people on there. These people don't have anything to say.
They should...
they don't want to talk.
No, not to me.
No. Oh, we should funny, try some kind of... who's the most handsome man you know, besides me? Who else?
I know a lot of handsome men.
Go ahead.
You know, lots of handsome men.
Outside, Dave Guido?
Outside this building.
Yeah, Guido's a handsome dude. He is.
I think Dave Guido is a...
He's a handsome man.
He is.
Uh-huh.
He looks like a guy that could walk in and fix anything, too.
And he can.
Yeah.
Build stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That attracts me to a man.
Yes.
A guy with a hammer.
But
he's,
like
you know,
that.
He's also... He's
not
like
that. I mean, you know, yeah, a hammer tool.
Me too.
You know, he's like tall and in good shape. He's, you know, he's a handsome
Braves
man.
Braves fan.
Yeah, handsome yeah, man right there.
Nice butt, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We should. Well, he's married.
He
I was going to say we should find some kind of guy that you think is like really handsome and use your exact bio and
oh,
just
yeah,
see, like undercover Tinder.
Oh yeah,
just
oh, yeah,
to see what the because you know
but
then that would be.
That's not the man crush that you always say. Usually it's Josh Fortner.
Well, hey, Fortner's man, also married too. All my man
yeah,
crushes are getting married and leaving
I'm
me behind.
Sorry.
I slept with him at the beach.
Jeremy Clements is now married. I swear to God, if Wonder Boy walks down that
oh,
aisle, I'm giving
gosh,
up on men forever.
Yeah.
You should just pack it up and go home.
The last conversation I had with anybody on Tinder was, I don't know who it was, but it was somebody that I knew right off the bat they were messing with me or trying to.
Aww.
I imagine it's some dude from around here who knows who I am trying to mess with dudes on there. Man, I got it way better, though. It's hard to mess with me because I'll give it back to you way better.
Well, why? What'd you do?
It got to the point of, like, I know immediately somebody's trying to mess with me. Like, a message or two, and I'm like, okay, this isn't real.
Well,
I
what
can
did
tell,
they talk about wanting to jump your bones or something?
Just too forward and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard a woman say, but I've heard dudes say before.
Okay.
So that's when you, all right, this is a dude talking. So then, you know, it's just playing around, and then got to the point of, this man, pretending to be a woman, says she likes to use an apparatus
yeah,
that you might wear like a belt
oh,
with an
gosh,
attachment on it.
Oh, my God. That would be outlawed.
So then I go, oh, didn't I meet you at a rest area one time? Then I get, yeah.
You said that back to him?
Yeah, or her,
her,
air quotes.
Her.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that. And I go, oh, we talk about all of it. And then the response is from her in air quotes.
Yeah.
I think I was a little out of it. What exactly happened? I think I remember parts, but not all. So I go, nothing good.
Oh,
and
God,
then I get, I need details. So I go, we mainly worship the devil.
See? There he goes
again. Then the response is, not I. And I go, oh, no, it was a mess. I was trying to sacrifice a goat. You were trying to blanket. And then I never heard anything back after that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a little too much, man.
That was the end of that. I was like, oh, man, this dude's sick. Why am I trying to mess with sickos?
We're going to have an event in like 2 or 3 months. Some hot chick's going to come up and say, hey, Nine, it's me from Tinder. I'm the one that you said I was sacrificing the goat with. You thought I was a guy, apparently. I'm Miss Teen USA. Or Miss USA, excuse me.
If Fat Boy taps out, you know it's
she
good.
She said, these are nice, too.
Well done.
But you're not going to get them. I was trying to prank a DJ, man. That's all I was doing.
I was trying to prank this dude. Now I'm in therapy because of him.
He's going
to
call 911 for you because you were... sex with a goat and you sacrificed.
No, I was trying to sacrifice it. I said that pretend woman was trying to have sex with it.
Pretend woman.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
oh,
that's,
my God.
That's what happens if you try to mess with me.
Just get off of there, please.
I'm going to offend you somehow.
That went all kind of directions right there.
So that was the most fun I've had on Tinder was messing with a man pretending to be a woman, okay? And that was my fun on Tinder.
Oh, my God.
As far as actually talking to women, no, not at all.
Who was the hot celebrity you tweeted and said you were available? Who was that? Claire Danes? What was her name?
Yeah, Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
But she has kids, though, so I'm out.
Yeah, but what if you find out, though, that was her on Tinder?
It could have been. She's feeling well.
It should have been her name and face.
She can't be real Charlize Theron on Tinder. Everybody would go after her.
Well, I'm real me.
But it's, yeah.
We're on the same level.
That's right. She's an entertainer, too.
Yes. Uh-huh. Plus, if you get me naked, I look like her and Monster.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Eileen.
Wow.
Yeah, I look like Eileen Wuornos.
Oh, man.
That's her heart.
Oh, boy. Well, with all that said, golly.
I don't know.
I know. I got my stomach hurts from laughing already.
I don't think that's a good thing. Time well spent, but we enjoyed it.
No, that was great, Jim. Thank you. Try out Bumble now, just to give us a
please.
Review on the dating app or something.
Somebody just text that in. Try Bumble instead. I'm like, I don't think these are meant for me.
No?
No. I'm too fat and weird for online dating.
Start a dating app for fat and weird people. They have them for farmers
only now. That's
what most
of them are now.
fat and weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
They have it for farmers, and they have it for bikers, and all the different, you know, different niche.
Fat and weird. Have you been in my Snap feed?
Really?
That's my Twitter name.
Oh, my goodness.
So, listen to this. Today's Monday. Breaking news. Also, with that, I heard it on the way in with the rewind, when Nine was trying to put all the cigarettes in his mouth. And kind of in a joking way, I said, oh, we'd love to see how many French fries that we could put in the fat boy's mouth. Yeah. Without him eating them, but stuff in his mouth.
Yeah.
That dream's going to be a reality today.
It is. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We have French fries.
We do.
And
we have a bag of French fries.
It could be some great vindication for Fat Boy since he lost Jeopardy last week.
Are these regular fries?
Yeah, they're just... Food Lion brand frozen French fries.
Okay.
The regular cuts.
Because I can't do anything hot. I don't eat spicy food.
Oh, yeah.
See, the one southern thing about Fat Boy, man, I can't handle nothing spicy.
What does spicy food do to you? Just give you the runs?
That, I sweat, heartburn.
Yeah.
Like all of it at once.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Need to eat some spicy. Detox.
I don't know life not cleanse. Like that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know, man.
I'd say it's part of the game.
Change it up a bit.
Also, so today the French fry mouth stuffing extravaganza today. I'm going to take on Fat Boy in that because I've won the peep off every year. So we're not going to do the peep off. It'll be the new, this would be our new Monday after Easter tradition.
Yes.
The French fry mouth stuffing extravaganza. I can put my fist in my mouth. So you got a long way to go, pal. I'll put my fist in your mouth if you don't watch it. Also today, my mama's going to be joining us today on the radio.
Oh, we got a three-way competition with the fries?
No, Mary's not participating in that. She's just going to come on and do entertainment this morning with Batman's mom, Mary. So we'll talk to Mary today and talk post-Easter and all that stuff. I went to church with her yesterday, and she's all giddy about it.
Aww.
It was fun.
I bet she loved that.
It was fun. I had a great time. I really did. You would have hated it, Jimmy, but it was fun. It was a good time. We're also getting to the mail site today as well.
I would have hated it because I got home from Columbia at 3.
Well, that would have been a big deal.
That's why
I
would have hated it.
It was a 10:30 service. We'll get into the mail site today as well. Our email address is theriseguys@aol.com. Theriseguys@aol.com. Our old one's not working anymore for some reason.
No, it doesn't.
And it's not that people aren't sending it. I tested it myself, and it comes back invalid email address. So theriseguys@aol.com. So we'll have some fun today. We'd love to hear from you at any point. You can call us, 1-800-774-0093. You can text us on the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, which is 72341. And then we're at the Rise Guys on most of your social media touch points. And ladies, real ladies only, jump on 9 on Tinder before he deletes the app this week. Later this week, a live deletion on the air. We'll bring Matt Hardy to come on to delete your Tinder.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, if you just want to talk to me, odds are you got me on one of the other social medias. Just talk to me there.
That's right. None of them match, so you have to, depending on which platform you are on.
Yeah.
He's 9 Rules on Instagram, Nueve on Twitter,
yep,
and then 9 from TRG on Snapchat.
Yeah, man. I make it hard to find me.
He has more aliases than Paige has on Twitter. It's really crazy.
That's right.
It's really crazy. Speaking of you, Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, this is exciting. If you were going to recast the Jeffersons and All in the Family, who would you cast to play those roles? I mean, it's just...
I wouldn't.
Who would you put in All in the Family?
Oh, I thought you said All in the Family.
All in the Family. Who would you cast to play those roles?
George! All in the Family, though. That's
quite a big Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker, yeah. So a recast, like a Broadway show? Perhaps.
Perhaps.
All right.
Steve Harvey would play Meathead.
Let me pull up the cast of both of those shows and during the break, and then we can come back and recast it. Yeah. I hope to God that's not a real thing. It is. She's shaking her. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
He
on
might,
a Monday
he
page.
You might like it. Yeah.
I've heard that before.
The Jeffersons, I think, is a hard thing to recast, though, yeah, in my opinion.
Well, right. All in the Family is a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to edit every episode, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get into the bottom of that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. All right, so let's talk about these episodes of All in the Family and the Jeffersons with star-studded cast. This is going to be a live remake of both shows, which will be on ABC. So, who...
I want to beat my head against a wall.
Because of all these remakes?
Nobody can explain it to me. Why all the To me, it's a lack of creativity. There's no new creativity.
I still blame the audiences the most for it because what
are they accepting it?
Talk about what do they get excited for? Something they've already seen before.
Throwbacks.
Yeah, I mean that's you get parents get excited to take their kids to see remakes of movies they watched when they were kids more than anything else.
Yeah, you're right.
Blame the audiences, and that's.
Damn you, audiences.
That's a sign that audiences are getting dumber, except ours.
Do you think the reason why this whole phenom of the remakes is because of reality television, that there are hardly any real writers out there?
There are. Tons of them. There's more than probably ever before.
Well, how come they're not using them?
I think it's such a closed room. It's Hollywood. It's such a closed room. Like, you know the way that is. You can't just walk in there with a script. And then the people that own the IPs, the intellectual properties for the Jeffersons and all these people, it'll probably go back to Disney if you really look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. If 50 years down the road, if Intercom could continually play our shows somehow, you know, and it would be relevant, do you think they would do it? Hell yeah, they would do it.
Well, hell, John Boy and Billy play stuff from the 80s.
Hi-oh!
All the time.
Goodness. All right, so.
I was in the bathroom a few weeks ago. They were playing in there, and I heard a bit they were doing, and it had jokes about a new movie coming out.
Uh-huh.
It was Lethal Weapon 3.
Aye, aye. What year was that?
1992, I think.
Oh, God, I was still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, take me back. Take me back.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing's 27 years old.
God.
Well, nostalgia.
It wasn't even out yet.
They were playing it off of reel-to-reel for sure.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, nostalgia, that's what we live for. I mean, look at Netflix. So the Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Netflix has a lot of new programming on there, too, though.
Original programming.
Original
new stuff and movies all the time that are like new.
I blame TBS.
Do you?
I blame
TBS,
the superstation, because without them, I wasn't living, I don't think, when Gilligan's Island and Sanford and Son and all these shows were on live. Mm. But I learned about them through TBS.
Yeah.
Superstation TBS, celebrate, celebrate, Superstation TBS. You remember that?
No.
It was before your time.
That must have been before my time, yeah.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel will team up with Norman Lear for this live 90-minute primetime special.
That's the original guy.
Yes.
He's still alive somehow.
It will air May 22nd, and they will recreate episodes of the two sitcoms, All in the Family and the Jeffersons, with a star-studded cast. So
Norman Lear's 96.
I mean, that's a lofty goal to get all these actors in there to try to live these roles.
Who do we have?
All right, so for Archie Bunker, it's Woody Harrelson.
Couldn't do much better than that.
Are these going to be new scripts or remakes of some of your favorite episodes?
Yes, yeah, some remakes of some of your favorite episodes. I mean, they've already been written, so I mean.
Might as well. Go back to it again.
Marissa Tomei will play Edith Bunker.
Oh, come on.
She's too hot and smart.
Way too hot.
Archie. I mean.
Need a dummy.
So
she must do a good Archie. That's the only way she would have gotten that role.
Yeah.
Who's Meathead? Tyson Beckford?
That I don't know, but I know
Seal.
Ellie Kemper will
says
play
here, Seal.
Gloria. So the rest of the cast will be announced later. And as far as the Jeffersons,
Denzel.
George will be played by Jamie Foxx, and Wanda Sykes will play
Wheezy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They did this. They've done a couple of these. They did the Honeymooners with Cedric the Entertainer.
That was a movie though, right?
Yeah. It was a show.
Oh, it was
well,
a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie.
It was a movie.
The show was Uncle Buck with Mike Epps.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. The John Candy movie they turned into a TV. Jeez Louise, y'all. I feel like we're in the end times.
All right, so
I'm not even kidding.
We're near.
Tom
near.
Willis will be played by Duh. Who?
Tom Willis?
Uh-huh.
Who's the goofy white guy?
Oh, who could they get? Dewey Cox? Is he too big for that?
You need an Englishman, right?
No. Well, not necessarily.
Oh, James Corden.
Yeah, it should be James Corden.
He's short, though.
Mr. Bean.
Will Ferrell will play Tom
Willis.
I can
actually see that, sadly. Yeah. Who will be Helen Willis?
That I don't know. That I don't know.
That was the first. Well, there may the first one I remember, first interracial couple in television was the Willises. First one, because they would make that's where George would call him a honky.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where I first learned that honky was considered bad. Mm-hmm. I'd hear my mom and daddy call each other that all the time.
You know,
I didn't know it was a bad word.
With this cast, it could be kind of funny, right?
But will they say honky on Jeffersons if they can't say the Archie Bunker on Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He used the N-word on that show. I mean, when it was on.
Yeah. It's changed a lot since that show aired,
all the time.
For sure.
But honky, though, I wonder what the dichotomy of that will be, the yin to the yang.
Hmm. So who's going to be playing Florence? People love Florence.
The maid.
Yeah, Jane Machado. Do you know who that
no,
is?
No, I don't. Was she in
or
Black
Justina
Panther?
Machado. She played...
Hakuna Matata?
In Jane the Virgin.
Oh. Marla Gibbs not available?
Yeah, that would be fantastic, but as far as I know, I don't know how the...
She's doing the 227 reboot. She's not available.
It's going to be Hal Williams better be in there.
Just for 90 minutes, how much could you do, though, right?
Should have had Lenny Kravitz in drag play his own mom.
Oh, my awesome. God.
Oh, Roxy.
Roxy Roker. No relations to Al. Oh, man. Yeah, that's right. I forget that's Lenny Kravitz's mom. It was. She's dead now. They're all dead now, right? All the members of the Jeffersons are dead. Except for Lamont. Or no, that was Sanford's son.
Yeah.
I watched so
Lionel.
Much.
He was Lionel.
Oh, yeah.
Was.
All right.
I watched all the 227.
227 was great.
Yeah, it was.
Did you watch Amen? Did you
yes.
Watch show?
Sherman Helsley.
Too. Yeah.
Walking in. Yeah. I remember him strutting in the church.
Florence was on there, too.
What a talent.
She had a lot of work.
Yeah.
Oh,
is he still alive?
Watch Benson, too.
I never got
Benson
into Benson.
Benson was funny, though.
I was not a fan of Soap, either, that TV show.
If it came on Fox in the afternoon, I watched
it. Yeah. You didn't have Superstation TV, yes.
No. Fatboy grew up watching a lot of Home Improvement reruns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing is, TBS, you had all those reruns I just mentioned. You had Braves baseball, and you had Saturday Night Wrestling. Yeah. What else did you need?
What else do you need? That's perfect
Old
TV.
Old match game reruns and stuff?
Yeah.
Preferably, yeah. That was a good show.
I didn't know who Fanny Flagg was. She's on all these games.
And she was funny on there, too.
Yeah, she was great.
All right. Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Big weekend of sports, fan. It can't be as big as last weekend was, right?
It's just a bunch of mixed match of odd stories. Like an MMA fighter's doing a photo shoot and has an impromptu fight on the beach.
Was it a work, though?
Oh, no.
No.
I'll tell you what happened.
All right.
Oh, man.
Impromptu fights. Those are fun.
I think especially Jimmy's when you hear why.
Jimmy, you should tell yours.
Oh, what, from the weekend?
The weekend fight.
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay to say on the air?
Yeah, that's a
Nine
funny story,
Nine got into a
man.
Fight over the weekend.
No, I did not. I saw one.
See, I think what? It was actually him, but I think he's doing that friend of a friend got into a fight. I think it was really him.
It's not the time in North Carolina where he got accosted with a knife.
No.
With some old lady.
Yeah, in the gas station parking lot on the way to wrestling. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boy.
Feeling cute. Might get stabbed later. IDK.
All right. We'll get to the bottom of that next in your Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody. Holly.
93.3. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, man. You're not going to believe this story. I swear I'm not making it up. So this happened in Brazil a little bit ago. Yeah. She's a Brazilian MMA fighter. I don't know who she fights for or fights with. Her name's Joyce Vieira.
Oh.
So she's on the beach with a photog.
Yeah.
Doing a sexy shoot.
Yeah.
She notices something off in the distance. It's, you know, somebody's standing there. Okay, maybe a passerby or whatever.
Was it Royce Gracie?
It wasn't Royce.
No.
A few minutes go by, the person's not moving. She's like, you know, what's going on? Then she notices that he's not wearing any shorts at the moment, and she's half naked on the beach.
Oh, man.
So you can guess what he's up to. So she finally figures out what he's doing, walks up to him, tries to chase him off.
Is he masturbating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working his gimmick, moaning at her, groaning at her.
Oh, no.
He said, you don't like it?
That would gross me out as a woman so much. And as a man, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, worse then.
I mean, yeah, that would gross me out worse if I was a man and you were doing it versus a hot chick. It's hard for me to fathom that.
So she was trying to push him, you know, along, and then he
down the beach, like, yeah, get away from here.
Like, get out, you know?
Yeah.
He punched her back, and then from there it got real.
Jeez Louise.
She unloaded on him. I guess it kind of half speed, maybe three quarters.
Yeah.
Enough to let him know that he was going to get his ass kicked if he kept up.
She put him in some kind of hammer lock.
But look, the photog was taking pictures of it when it happened.
He was. He took pictures of the fight.
Oh, well, she looks great in a bikini. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was working him over.
God, man, the build on that chick. Mm-hmm. Any more pictures to too?
Well, there's one up here.
Oh, man. What an action shot. It almost feels like a setup, but you can tell by the way it's... You know, it's not staged. You can tell the way the pictures are.
You know, another little funny side note.
Why?
If you click on the bottom of this picture, evidently there are a lot of related stories of incidences like this happening.
Man caught blanking off in the stands during Bundesliga match.
Yep.
Man masturbates in toy aisle to Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, toy Lord. Aisle.
You never hear about women doing those things. No. God.
Not out in public.
No. Y'all go to your cubicles and stuff.
There's some great stuff that happens in the world. Yeah. And some terrible things, too. Sometimes both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
This happened late last week. White Sox and Royals. Hey, that's the boss's team. Kansas City Royals. Yeah.
How do you know he had a baseball? Oh, yeah.
I love Kauffman Stadium. Waterfall in center field, Fatty.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, George Brett.
So Royals pitcher Brad Keller hit White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson. So when he's taking
no relations,
bench is clear, man. Because when he's taking his base, he's yelling at him, and he's calling him a word. Now, to give you some kind of context here, Tim Anderson, the guy who got hit, it's a black guy, and the pitcher's white.
Okay.
So Tim Anderson called the pitcher the N-word.
And the pitcher's white?
Yeah.
So the black guy called the white pitcher the N-word.
He got suspended a game.
Really? He got which one?
The guy calling him the word. Because, you know, he gets beamed, he takes his base, whatever you figure is done. Somebody next inning is going to take a pitch. That's how it always works. But since he escalated the situation, by calling that guy that word, I guess baseball didn't like it.
Hmm.
I guess the benches didn't either because they cleared. Which sucks in baseball, man, because the game's already long. So if the bench is clear,
yeah,
you got like 400 guys coming out from each side.
Oh, yeah, you got 50 guys standing on the field for 10 minutes not doing anything because they're all just – I love the guys who come out all slow. Like, they just walk out. Like, man, we know we're not about to fight. We're not even mad. We just got to do this because they did it.
Jump around the circle, bounce around like they're trying to separate everything. Yeah. Don't want to take a hit.
So you got that word and homophobic slurs. They're trying to weed out of the game.
Yeah.
So if you say any of those, you're going to get a suspension. I know,
but cuss
freedom
word,
of speech.
Cuss words, though, is where it's for everybody.
The general cuss words are for everybody.
Yeah.
Managers and umpires spit them back and forth all the time.
Yeah, those are perfectly okay. Yeah. But the ones that – I think MF is one of the worst words ever.
It is a bad word.
It's awful.
It is.
I say it a good bit, though, but I'm not offended by it.
You can say that.
That would be very offensive if you really meant it to somebody.
You hit by a pitch, like you call him that, it's fine.
Just based in some kind of truth, that would be awful. And I'm waiting, my mom will be on here about 8 o'clock this morning.
She will. I want to tell you real quick. We talked about the AAF, Alliance of American Football, you know, folding.
Yep.
Going out of business. But, you know, Charlie Ebersole was talking about it, and he kind of made sense of some of the points why they're not in business anymore.
Mm.
It's not like it was unorganized and just folded. Nobody knew what they were doing.
They had big names.
They had money. Mm-hmm. But he said the problem was they couldn't access the capital. People just – they weren't letting them take in the money, so they couldn't pay vendors, couldn't make payroll. The money was just frozen. And they said they had contracts that say they could draw off it whenever they needed to.
Who bankrolled it then?
He said they went through four or five different banks and investors. And
oh, God.
One big group.
They're taking out loans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said that, you know, they couldn't get access. They spent less than $30 million starting the league.
They should have taken it on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban could own the AAF.
The other point, remember players talking about they're getting charged for rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that, you know, the players were putting their own credit cards on file. So they weren't, the hotels weren't contacting the league asking if they were going to pay more. They just went with whatever card was on file and sticking all these guys with the charges. So it doesn't say if they're going to pay the players back or not, but
probably not.
A couple of those guys got signed. One of them went to the Panthers.
You think the NFL, like, that's on their radar? I mean, it's on their radar in that they know, you know, sports and stuff, but is it on their – it is?
Oh, yeah,
think?
They were broadcasting some of the games on NFL Network at the beginning, so they definitely knew about it.
They wanted the final players through it.
I know they know about it, but you think they're ever saying, okay, we got to keep our eye on these guys. We don't want any competition.
Well, they're partnering with them.
Oh, okay.
But the players' union didn't want to send players through there and kind of blew the whole thing up.
Don't you think there's something with a retired football league? Retired.
Oh.
Don't you think that there would be some kind of thing – I'm not even kidding. A guy's maybe less than 10 years out of the league. Come back, they sign some kind of waiver saying if they get, you know, screwed up physically.
What if you get more concussions?
So, they sign a waiver.
McMahon already can't get home.
Not Jim McMahon. Somebody that doesn't have any physical ailments that can still go. Like a Ronnie Lott type.
He probably has some physical ailments, though.
He's got that finger he broke in the game.
Wouldn't you love to watch it, though?
Yes.
Yes.
You'd like to watch one game of it, and then you'd never want to see it again.
Okay, do an all-star game of retired NFL players. An all-star game.
That sounds better.
Pro Bowl.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
I'm done, man.
Old cheerleaders, too. Give them ladies another shot.
Yeah, give them some.
Old Cowboys cheerleaders from the 70s. I'd love to see it.
You'd have a bunch of
May
Youngs.
A big reunion. That'd be wonderful. All right, that was sports, right?
Yeah.
All right, that was sports. Nine, we got to talk about the fight that a friend of yours, some kind of something with a fight.
There was a fight over the weekend.
There was a fight over the weekend. We'll find out all about that. And don't forget the French fry mouth stuffing extravaganza. Can Fatboy beat me? Who can put more French fries in their mouths?
Ooh. I hope I brought enough for Matt Man's mouth.
Holly.
I'm telling you.
Where's the cats up at?
I only had one bag.
We'll get into that much, much more next. Morning, everybody.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
They're hilarious. I get up every morning to listen to them.
Always listen to them, man, every morning.
Wake up to them all the time. Listen to them on the way to work.
And 93-minute broad blocks all day.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.